the fox found out our chilly night. He prayed for the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, he had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, he ran till he came to the great big pen where the ducks and geese were put there. And said, a couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. He grabbed the gray goose by the neck, slung the ducks across his back. He didn't mind the quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh. Then old Mother Pitter-Patter jumped out of bed. Out at the window she cocked her head, crying, John, John, the gray goose is gone. The fox is on the town, oh. Down, oh, down, oh, rang, John, John, the gray goose is gone, the fox is on the town, oh. Then John, he went to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, better flee with my gill, he'll soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. The fox, he said, better flee with my gill, he'll soon be on my trail. He ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. Said, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, 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 better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh. Then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh. Bones, oh, bones, oh, they never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.